know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, inspired by the city of San Antonio, apparently wanting to put Greg Popovich's name on the airport. What would you want to be named after you? 713-572-4610. The more original, the better. Because
well, brace yourself, because it's going
to... Oh, you're about to get real.
About to get original on the
original with this. Yeah, no, please do. I'm very intrigued to see as what you would like to be named after you. Don't be shy if you want to... A species of slug or something, not named that. Go ahead and let it fly. 713-572-4610. Because apparently San Antonio is considering the possibility of naming their airport, which is currently San Antonio International, after Greg Popovich, talking about, you know, his humanitarian efforts and his willingness to continually speak out on behalf of social justice issues, and of course his legendary basketball prowess. City Council there in San Antonio are thinking about dedicating the San Antonio International Airport in honor of Greg Popovich, which is one of those things that you don't see very frequently. We were talking about it with Seth and Sean this morning, and Seth started doing kind of the legwork on, are there airports named after kind of sports figures? And I think the closest that he found, or like just kind of
celebrity types,
people in, you know, popular culture, as opposed to what it seems like they're typically named after, which is politicians or people that are
like historical figures,
important
historical
to the area.
Figures in the city or something like that, that we have no idea who they, what they really did.
Yeah. Outside of Davy Crockett, I mean, you could argue that in the recent times, Greg Popovich did as much for the San Antonio economy as anyone, you know, because of the championships and the, you know, all the tourism, and obviously it's a big tourist city anyway, and everything else. So that news development, I really don't have a problem with. I think it's fine. It's solid, and he's done a lot for the city. But I started thinking about things, not necessarily for myself, that I would want to be named, have something named after, but for, like, you guys. Like, Reggie needs an advanced stat. Reggie, there needs to be a BS LMNOQ that is the Reggie stat.
Yeah.
It'd be LMNOP.
You should put something, you should put something together.
Yeah. What is the BS LMNOP? That's Reggie's stat.
I don't like that. I don't like the acronym that you're
right? Doesn't
put
he need? Doesn't he need a stat named after him?
Yeah.
Like, who's the dude we interviewed at Radio Row?
Aaron Schatz.
Yeah.
It's not named after him though.
But he's affiliated. He's known.
He is affiliated.
We need the RAS. Reggie Advanced Stat.
No, it's the BS LMNOP.
No, we're not. You are fully denied from naming rights. You are very bad at naming things, and we've already determined this. So you don't get to name stuff.
What would Figgy's be named after?
I feel like Figgy needs a wing flavor. Like, I feel like
very obvious. Yeah,
I feel like that one's the easy one. If you go, what were you thinking though? Because it seems like you had one on your mind.
I was thinking like this producer studio, like the Figgy producer studio, something like that.
Yeah. Well, I think Tyler would have his feelings hurt.
Well, ask him who trained him.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Look at you.
Ask Tyler who trained him.
Facts.
All right. So this ain't even like no like being cocky type thing, man.
The Figgy Studio.
Like, every time we talk about this type of stuff, you like, man, I appreciate you, man. Just kind of watching what you do. Help me out.
Yeah. They should name a taqueria after Lopez. Which, what? There's a couple of levels to that. Number one, I wouldn't mind it. Number two, that's kind of profiling.
Which you don't like. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned, because we were also talking about the idea of if Houston were to do something similar, which obviously both Houston's airports are named after figures historically, obviously Hobby and Bush. But if for some reason they were to strip one of those names and put an athlete up there, which mm-hmm. just feels like something they wouldn't do, who would they go for? And somebody said, Jose Altuve. It's the smallest runway in America, but it's the best.
That would be Hobby. Would that be Hobby?
I feel like it'd have to be, like, it'd have to be Hobby, right? Yeah. You don't think they're taking the president name off of one of these airports right now, do you?
Yeah. Now, this one is just mean. Figgy's short ribs. Although that may be Reggie's.
Good for Reggie, yeah.
That may be Reggie.
I was thinking that.
I actually like short ribs well enough where it's like I wouldn't be too mad about that one. From the 281, as a Houston firefighter, a fire station. Okay.
Well, that's a good one.
Okay. Although, do fire stations get named after people that are still living? Like, I hate to be morbid here, right? But it feels mm-hmm. like we typically get to name stuff after people once they done mm-hmm. gone. You know what I mean? Which is one of the reasons why the Popovich naming after airport thing made me feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, I think the other reason too, I don't know if this is a real reason, but mm-hmm. how stuff just be happening in real life.
Yeah.
So now, like, if something crazy happened, now you gotta change the name because mm-hmm. it seemed a little weird.
Oh yeah.
Oh, like
the Deshaun Watson, whatever.
Yeah.
We got to change that name.
Or Bill Cosby Library
Well,
he's just like, oh, we got to change that name now.
Yeah.
Let's make it to somebody who's already dead and no allegations coming out.
Seth got me thinking a little bit. I had originally said when we were doing Crosstalk, a boat named after me, but he said river. I would love a bay. Like a fishing bay. Yeah, like Lopez Bay has a good ring to it.
Mm.
It really does. You know,
I wouldn't mind a strip club named after me.
the whole strip club. I don't know that I'm going to a Figgy's.
Yeah,
it'd just be Figgy's at that point.
Yeah,
like Figgy's, a Rick's.
Figgy's has a good ring to it. Figgy's, where all your dreams come true.
Yeah. Or name it Figgy's mixtape.
I feel like the easy is just like let me get one of the food items at the booty club in that instance. I'd much rather that.
I can see that. The Figgy mm-hmm. special.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, although does
two,
that
two women.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, does that imply that you were one of the
four legs?
Are we talking drumsticks or anyways?
Sure.
From the 7.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will for 1 week tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
13, a veteran, they're a veteran, a memorial base when they pass.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. And then someone else said, speaking of the Greg Popovich, and this is what I was interested in, seeing if people agree with just the idea. They said the city has the Alamo. It's going to name an arena after a basketball, not an arena, a airport about mm-hmm. around a basketball coach. Can't find anyone more deserving, and it feels like you probably could.
I feel like San Antonio got a lot of history, and that's not
the
taking
Alamo.
Away.
I mean, the Alamo was everything.
I'm not taking away from Greg Popovich, but mm-hmm. I feel like they got a lot more history in there where you'd be like, let's give a soldier who was from San Antonio.
It's
something
a
like
huge,
that.
It's a huge military area too.
Huge military,
the Air Force base out there. And everything. Yeah.
Well, they are named after military figures. You know, Lackland Air Force Base, Cliff Kelly Air Force Base.
And see, I would understand if.
Or Sam Houston.
See, and I would understand if it was like the like some type of recreation center or something like that. But an airport, kind of a big deal, ain't it?
I think I don't mind it. That dude has brought that city millions.
I agree.
Millions. And really, you know, 5 championships?
Yeah, I agree. What about what if in the same breath, I guess, mm-hmm. Phil Jackson in Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see them naming like their airport after Phil Jackson?
Nah, but would you see them eventually getting to the Michael Jordan airport?
Yes.
Or like the Michael Jordan terminal at O'Hare or something like that.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Actually, I think I feel better with the terminal than the whole airport. And I don't know what that says about me. Like
Popovich
the idea.
Terminal.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Somebody said, not reading that one. Someone said they would want an adult toy named after themselves.
Well. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't either. I don't know how to judge that. So they said, when I become president, I'm changing to the Gulf of Roland. All right, just putting your name on that. Let's see. Some other ones that came in. Someone said they would love to have a tunnel or causeway named after them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Like some a little bit of infrastructure out there. Yeah. I think, Figgy, you made a great point. I think I would want a rec center named after me.
Yeah, rec center
would be good.
That's always
something
cool,
in the community,
man.
You know?
Even, even like back at home when I used to live in Cleveland, it was a rec center name. I think it was Earl B. Turner.
Yeah.
And we actually knew who Earl B. Turner was.
That's cool.
And yeah, it's like, that, the, and then really newer cool. daughter, and yeah. it's like, oh, that's your dad? And the recreation center is named after your dad?
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
I feel like something that's a little bit smaller and community-based also feels a lot less weird when you're still in the land of the living,
mm-hmm.
right? Like just a stadium, a high school football stadium might be it.
There that, is no, Kubiak
that,
Field.
That yeah. might be the one.
Nah, that's actually a lot common.
Kubiak right Field right there off of Shepherd at St. Pius, I believe. Yeah. Yeah. There's some pretty good and figgy flavored chips.
I do appreciate the 346 getting me on board with being named after the Booty Club here. If it's specifically called Figgy Shake Joint,
mm-hmm.
I like that.
I would go into a Figgy Shake Joint.
Yeah, I'm sure some people would probably be like, hey, where the milkshakes at? I thought it was a milkshake joint.
How about this one? This is great from the A32. How about getting a dog breed named after you, like Jack Russell, the Jack Russell Terrier?
That would be cool.
That's way cool.
Another one that's cool. I like Arnold Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the lemonade, iced tea. It's known as the
non-alcoholic beverage.
Yes.
That's a good call.
Like an actual fountain drink.
That's a good call.
I love going to places. Like, let me get an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah,
that's right. And finally, I think this also might be a winner from the 281. I'd like the holiday day after the Super Bowl named after me. Well, if you can manage to make it happen,
yeah.
I think you would deserve that. Because it feels like all our society has fought against this mm-hmm. way too far.
I wouldn't mind having a car named after me. That way rappers be like, I'm in that Figgy Field, drive it.
Ocho says, I'm trying to think of a way to name Grammar after Lopez.
Don't give him that. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports.
Pull up in that Figgy Field.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into Around the NFL. And welcome in B. Scott into the show. We'll do it next.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.